for the 1215 News, brought to you by Boyd Furniture and Mattress Center in downtown Wayne City, where you get everyday low prices on Serta, Ashley, Catnapper, and Benchcraft furniture. Today's Fairfield area weather forecast calls for mostly sunny skies with a high of 58, tonight partly cloudy with a low of 45. I'm Jeff Vaughn, reporting the news. The Cisney Christmas Walk is scheduled for tomorrow and Saturday. Tomorrow's events will run from 5 to 8 p.m., and they will be scattered throughout the village. Santa will be at his house at the Cisney Park, and live reindeer will be at the Cisney Fire Department. Professional photos at the fire department will cost $5, though people are welcome to take their own photos. Other attractions include the Village Hall Gingerbread House, train car rides around the square beginning by the fire department, story time at North Wayne Ambulance, and a live nativity scene under the South Pavilion. Sheila Walker will also bring her donkey to the nativity scene. The community center will host a craft and vendor show, and a host of other free activities will also be available. Saturday's activities will run from 9 a.m. to noon, and new options include Balloon Twister, a magician, and face painting at the Cisney Fire Department. The Cisney Middle School and High School choirs will also perform in the square. Anyone interested in helping decorate the park may contact the Cisney Village Hall, Village Florist, or Key Market. More news next.
Hi folks, this is Sandy at Gill Sales. Have I got great news for you. Speed Queen has continued their 10-year parts and labor warranties on all laundry products through the end of 2019. That means full parts and labor coverage through 2029. What more could you ask for? Where else can you get that kind of coverage at no extra cost? If your old washer or dryer is on its last leg, come see us at Gill Sales and Service, 1605 West Main in Fairfield. Congratulations, Mules, for a great season. Go Mules!
Cisney Key Market would like to invite everyone to Cisney on Friday and Saturday for the Cisney Christmas Walk. There will be events for the kids like face painting and a chance to visit Santa. On Saturday night, there will be a live reindeer at the fire department from 5 to 8, making it a great time to get pictures. Then stop by the village hall and get some candy from the gingerbread man. Cisney Key Market on the square in Cisney, located at 98 Mulberry Street.
In other news, Fairfield Memorial Hospital has announced Jessica Lane as its December Employee of the Month. Lane works at the FMH Horizon Healthcare Cisney Clinic and was nominated by her peers. She has been with the hospital since 2005. FMH says she continuously goes above and beyond for her patients, is highly respected by everyone she comes in contact with, and does not hesitate to help out where needed. Holly Barrett, Director of Physician Practice, says Lane is an integral part of what makes the Cisney Clinic a success, as patient care is her number one priority. The Fairfield Police Department will be accepting applications for the full-time position of telecommunicator until Monday. Job duties will include answering and dispatching emergency calls for the Fairfield Police Department, as well as the Wayne County Emergency 911 Center. Upon the completion of required certification, starting pay for the position will be $16.35 an hour. Applications will be available at Fairfield City Hall on weekdays from 7 a.m. to 4 p.m. They must be returned to City Hall by 3 p.m. on Monday. The White County Fraternal Order of Police is accepting donations for its Cops and Kids Christmas program, which benefits underprivileged children in White County. The event will take place at the Carmi Walmart on December 21st. This is the program's 20th year, and money collected is used to take children on a shopping spree for clothes and gifts for Christmas. Each child will shop with a member of the FOP. Applications for the program can be picked up at the Carmi Police Department, the White County Sheriff's Department in Carmi, or City Hall in Norris City. Donations can be made at either the police or sheriff's department in Carmi, Meyer Grocery in Crossville, or Dollar General or Doug's Food Mart in Norris City. Donations may also be mailed to the Fraternal Order of Police, Cops and Kids in Carmi. The U.S. Department of Agriculture has awarded nearly $13 million to Wabash Communications Co-op in Louisville to expand broadband internet services to rural areas of Jefferson and Wayne counties. The grant and loan combination award will reportedly be used to install almost 300 miles of fiber internet lines in northeastern Jefferson and western Wayne counties. Bill Northey, the Undersecretary for Farm Production and Conservation for the USDA, made the announcement. He says the installation of broadband internet will help the areas with the future of agriculture and will give residents a better quality of life.
It's whether you have the opportunity to be able to use the latest technology on inventory management, or a farm is able to use precision ag and be able to have a tractor talk to a combine or other kinds of things, or a tractor talk to its dealership to be able to let folks make sure its maintenance record, or in the future it's whether we have a sensor on a livestock, you know, a pig or a cow, to be able to manage that in the best way and be able to respond to health concerns in that animal very efficiently. So I think it's important right now, but it's going to be even more important in the future. And so this is an investment in the future.
Doug Wilson is the USDA's State Director for Rural Development in Illinois. He says the key to bringing high-speed internet to more rural areas is to maximize investment dollars through local, state, federal, and private partnerships.
I'm one that always likes to see local, state, and federal work together. Let's maximize the dollars we have. We have private investment here along with some federal investment. My hope is, in working with the state of Illinois with their broadband program, that we'll be able to find some areas where we can co-fund elements and then make the dollars go farther, because to me, broadband really is an essential service to not only the state of Illinois, but to all of rural America.
The $13 million is part of $600 million set aside by Congress for rural broadband development. Northey says the USDA received over $1.4 billion in requests for grant money in its first round of applications. State Representative Darren Bailey says the Grain Systems Incorporated facility in Flora will close on January 31st as part of a consolidation move. Bailey says 89 employees will be affected, but he hopes they will all be able to keep their jobs in the consolidation, which he says also includes the Newton and Assumption plants. Bailey says the business decision to consolidate operations and reduce costs is understandable due to tax hikes and increased fees on families and businesses. GSI is the world's largest manufacturer of steel farm bins, commercial storage grain bins, and grain silos. It has provided farmers and processing facilities a single source for grain equipment needs, and it provides equipment and services to over 70 countries worldwide. According to GSI's website, Craig Sloan established GSI in 1972 in a 5,000-square-foot garage with three workers manufacturing corrugated steel storage bins. By 1988, the company had grown to one of the largest in the world. WFIW-WOKZ News reached out to GSI on Tuesday regarding the news, but the company offered no comment. The Illinois Student Assistance Commission has recognized several Wayne and Edwards County high school students as 2020-2021 state scholars. According to the ISAC website, the State Scholar Program is awarded to high school seniors based on ACT or SAT test scores and sixth semester class size, unweighted class rank, and GPA. Fairfield Community High School had four students recognized in Phoebe August, Beth Belangi, Lex Gonzalez, and Jason Wright. Wayne City High School had three in Delaney Bailey, Kyle Bora, and Sydney Jackson. Representing Sisney High School as state scholar is Cora Keene. Edwards County High School also boasts four recipients in Katie Reed, Avery Roosevelt, Audrey Rotrammel, and Turner Thomason. Each state scholar will receive a congratulatory letter, a certificate of achievement, and statewide recognition in news media. The designation provides no monetary award. Approximately the top 10% of graduates from approved high schools are announced as state scholars each year. Kevin Leonard with the Fairfield Water Department has announced a boil order for 1102, 1104, and 1106 West Delaware Street. Also under the order are residents on the west side of Southwest 11th Street between West Delaware and Leniger Road, as well as all of Sheffield Drive. Those who live in the affected areas should boil water to be used for human consumption until further notice. Some calmer weather is in store for much of Illinois over the next week, according to DTN Chief Agriculture Meteorologist Bryce Anderson.
We are going to get that, fortunately, here in early December. The upper air pattern has got the center of upper-level low pressure that caused all of the stormy conditions just about offshore along the East Coast, moving into the Atlantic and away from the mainland U.S. So that's beneficial. And then, in contrast, upper-level high pressure is building and strengthening from Colorado into the Texas Panhandle and then over the Southern Plains, and that's pretty much going to spread out farther eastward into the Midwest as we go through the next 5 days. So it is going to be warmer, it is going to be drier, and it's obviously going to be quite a bit of a contrast compared with all of the energy and the storminess that we had a week ago.
November was the ninth coldest on record for Illinois, and some average temperatures were as much as 10 degrees below normal. The Office of Illinois' Attorney General has released its annual Safe Shopping Guide ahead of the holiday season to alert families about recalled children's toys, clothing, and furniture. The report includes information about goods that are a safety hazard and have been linked to infant deaths. Some of the items featured include choking hazards, articles of clothing that don't meet the government's flammability standard, and furniture that can injure children if not assembled correctly. There are more than 30 products on the list, including certain bath toys, handmade knit dolls, Power Wheels toys, boots, socks, and pajamas. Attorney General Kwame Raoul said the guide, which also features photos of the hazardous products, is meant to help Illinoisans more easily spot the goods, so shoppers don't purchase them or can remove them from their homes. It also cautions consumers that online stores do not always remove recalled items from their sites. That's the news. Area deaths next.
Post frame buildings continue to pop up all over the area. And at Graber Post Buildings, they've been putting up buildings for over 40 years. Garages, pole barns, storage buildings, workshops, apartments, even indoor basketball courts, and some of the most attractive commercial buildings in the state. Every job is specific and unique to your wants and your needs. Graber Post also has packages for contractors and do-it-yourselfers. So for your next building or roofing project, call for a free quote at Graber Post, 800-264-5013.
Get on target with Ultra Products. With over 47 years of experience as a full-line archery store, they have all your hunting needs, including bows by Elite, PSE, Bear, Diamond, crossbows by Raven, Mission, Barnett, 10 Point, Horton, and Excalibur, ammo, tree stands, clothing, mug boots, and much more. Call them at 842-5796 or hunt for them 2 miles north of the Fairfield Huts, behind the White House with the white fence. Open 8:30 to 6 weekdays and 8 to 12 on Saturdays.
Currently in Fairfield, it's 58. It's time now to check the latest stock market numbers brought by Andrew Diesel, your Edward Jones Financial Advisor, located at 101 East Delaware, Suite A in Fairfield. The Dow is at 27,609, down 40. The NASDAQ is at 8,554, down 12. January crude oil is at $58.34. That is down 10 cents. This is Derek Dunn reporting for WFINOU News.
Local and area deaths brought to you by Nails Funeral Home in Fairfield and Albion. Nails Funeral Home, locally owned and operated, serving the area with professionalism and care in your family's time of need. 82-year-old Calvin resident Elmer Glenn Duval died on Wednesday at his home. He was a heavy equipment operator. Elmer Duval is survived by his wife, Martha, sons Randy Duval of Carmi, Donald Webb of Woodlawn, and Rick Miller of Carmi, daughters Brenda Rahman of Centralia, Linda Baxter of Grayville, and Lisa Marlowe of Harold, brothers Wilkie of Galatia, and Gus of Carmi, sisters Loretta Pollard of Carmi and Helen Duval of Chicago, 11 grandchildren and numerous great-grandchildren. In keeping with Elmer Duval's wishes, his remains were cremated and there will be no services. Cook Funeral Chapel in Grayville is in charge of arrangements. 69-year-old Mill Shoals resident Catherine Marie Curd died last Friday at 12:03 a.m. Catherine Curd is survived by her husband, Richard, sister Alice Musgrave of Long Beach, Mississippi, brother Robert Locke of Jeff, sons Chad Curd of Mount Vernon and Chase Curd of Barnhill, daughter Kylie McDowell of San Antonio, Texas, 7 grandchildren, and several nieces and nephews. A memorial service for Catherine Curd will be held at 5 o'clock p.m. on Friday, tomorrow, at the Fairfield First Christian Church. Following the service, friends and family are invited to a meal in the church's multi-purpose room to share memories and fellowship. Memorials may be made to the First Christian Church at the memorial service or through Nails Funeral Home in Fairfield, which is assisting with services. And a reminder, our obituaries are updated regularly at WFIWradio.com. I'm Jeff Vaughn reporting.
Do you have pelvic pain, heavy bleeding, urinary leakage? Local OBGYN physician Dr. David Asbury can help. For over a decade, Dr. Asbury has made a huge impact in improving the quality of healthcare. Dr. Asbury is the most experienced robotic surgeon in the Mount Vernon area. His years of experience, coupled with his compassion for each and every patient, makes Dr. David Asbury and his practice very desirable. Asbury and Associates, with 4 offices in Southern Illinois to serve you.
Your classic hits, WFIW 104.9, Fairfield area weather. For today, mostly sunny skies. Today's high will be around 58. Partly cloudy skies tonight, a low of 45, and a 30% chance for rain tomorrow. Tomorrow's high will be around 50. The outlook for Saturday, Sunday, and Monday, partly cloudy on Saturday, a high of 48 and low of 35. Cloudy skies on Sunday. Sunday will have a high of 55 and a low of 45, and then showers are likely on Monday. Monday will have a high of 55 and a low of 30.